This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Greg Bordonaro joining us here from the Hartford Business Journal, the Connecticut Business Blend. You can get all their content at hartfordbusiness.com. A lot to discuss. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So I didn't know this. I know, I mean, the women's, the Women's Pro Hockey League, it's hemorrhaging money, but it's got the guy from, I think it's Mark Walter from Guggenheim behind it. And so they can lose money for a couple of years. He owns the Dodgers and he's a gajillionaire. I don't know who's behind the Pro Baseball League. I think it's going to start pretty humbly next year, but there's a chance we in Connecticut could be involved.
Yeah. So it's called the Women's Pro Baseball League, scheduled to launch next year with just six teams. It's being launched by this guy out of actually Keith Stein, who owns a professional baseball team in Canada, who actually interestingly just signed a Japanese woman pitcher for his baseball team. It's predominantly all men. This is the first woman pitcher to ever pitch in a professional baseball game in Canada. And then Justine Siegel, who is actually a longtime women's baseball player, and she made history as the first coach in Major League Baseball. She coached within the Oakland A's athletic organization, and she was the first woman to do that. And it's backed by some private equity and venture investment money this league so far. It's going to start with six teams next year. Connecticut won't be among the first six teams. And the teams are going to be all owned by the founders. So, and then the plan after that, after year one, is to, you know, launch franchises to bring individual owners for each of the teams. And that's where Connecticut sort of comes into the picture. There's a Richfield resident, John Fryer, who's a digital marketing e-commerce executive. He just launched the Connecticut Athletic Company, LLC, and he's trying to raise funding to bring a team to Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to need the funding behind it, one, the support. And the secondary, you're going to need a stadium that could fit at least 3,000 to 5,000 people. Now, he could team up with maybe a college or, you know, maybe Duncan Park, who knows what the opportunities could be. But those are the funding is the number one issue. And the number two is finding a home for the team. So those are kind of the two big roadblocks ahead. But he thinks it's possible. He thinks Connecticut's got a good history of baseball, love for baseball, and he thinks it could happen. And, you know, there's this broader – go ahead, Brian.
Do you know what time of year they're going to play and how long the season is? Because, I mean, Duncan Park would be great, you know, it's got a busy schedule.
Yeah, that's going to be the challenge. I mean, you know, if you're going to bring a team to Connecticut, there's really you got to play during the spring or the summer when, you know, baseball is played at the professional level and at Yardville Stadium. So that's going to be another challenge. Now, if it's played during the summer, maybe the college stadiums open up a little bit more. Obviously, you get more visibility if you're playing in a place like Duncan Park. So that'd be another one of the challenges. I don't know exactly what time of year the team is playing, but, you know, this is trying to take momentum on just the women's sports in general, which is growing. You know, women's professional sports made $1.88 billion last year in revenue. It's predicted to go to $2.35. A lot of that is driven by Caitlin Clark and the rise of the WNBA. So, you know, you just mentioned the Women's Professional Hockey League. So I think people are trying to get in the ground floor of women's professional sports. They see it as a big growth opportunity ahead.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. We might lose the sun, so it would be good to have something. We're talking with Greg Bordinaro from the Hartford Business Journal here on the Connecticut Business Blend. You hear a lot of stuff. It was a trendy thing to open up, a co-working space where people can do their thing. With more people still working from home or at least remote, it gives them some business resources and maybe some socialization. How is it going in Connecticut now that we're a couple of years out of the pandemic? And is it a position of strength here?
So, you know, the regular office market still remains sluggish, you know, high vacancy rates in some of the big cities, and demand has not, you know, significantly increased for just office space in general. The co-working space is a little bit different, particularly for one company, International Workplace Group, who owns some of the bigger brands, Regus Spaces. Those are, you know, two of the popular, not just in Connecticut and nationally, but internationally. Those are kind of the big brands in co-working. And they've really increased their presence in Connecticut significantly. They've more than doubled their number of locations since 2019. They just opened up three new locations one in Stamford, Shelton, and East Hartford in the last 3 or 4 months. They plan to open 7 more by the end of the year. And basically, they're taking advantage in two different scenarios. One, you know, a lot of companies have downsized office space, and some of them are choosing co-working locations because it's short-term space. You can get a smaller footprint, but still have that opportunity to bring people in person, particularly international companies that have a presence in Connecticut or companies that are from out of state. Maybe they're looking to get into the Connecticut market or the Northeast market. Maybe they'll establish a co-working space here. And even some, you know, marketing firms and things like that have chosen to relinquish, a full-time office space. And the flip side is they're partnering now with landlords that have significant amounts of available office space. Usually what they would do in their business model is they would sign a long-term lease for a building and basically act as a tenant. Now they're partnering with landlords that have significant amount of office space, and they're basically managing those properties and sharing the profits with the landlord, taking advantage of a lot of the empty office space and sort of desperate landlords looking for some sort of revenue stream for their buildings.
Greg, you know, I mean, I don't know how much you get to listen to the show, but I have some strong opinions on this unemployment benefits for striking workers. And we've been able to get anybody on who supported the bill. They won't come on the radio. And I don't really understand. I guess it's an important thing if it passed. I think Lamont's going to veto it, but I don't really understand why anyone would support this. I mean, you make an elective decision to go on strike from a job you have. Why should the state support that?
Yeah, I've written about, you know, I write my own column. I've written about this as bad policy, just from a, you know, business climate perspective. Only two other states have this, New York and New Jersey. You know, I think a lot of legislators are just paying homage to the labor unions. Do they strongly support it? Not necessarily, but, labor unions still hold a lot of sway in Connecticut. And, you know, I'm not saying it's necessarily, you know, personally, I do think it's bad policy because you lessen the incentive for people not to go on strike, and you know we're seeing a wave of strikes right now. I don't have an opinion on any one of the Pratt strikes or Electric Boat was threatening to go on strike. I don't have an opinion about what the deal is, how they shaped up. But yeah, I just think this is bad policy, and only two other states, New York, New Jersey, who are also known as not having great business climates, have done it. Connecticut shouldn't step out on this ledge right now. We saw a little bit of growth post-pandemic, but, you know, the economy is slowing down, and Connecticut is still not in demand in terms of attracting new companies, and a policy like this would not help those efforts.
Agreed. Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week, buddy. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.